Morning, Gary.
Morning, fellas.
The Hawaii legs over.
How about that?
Well, they just follow the sunshine. That's the terrific thing about it, isn't
it? I can't believe you ever gave up the tour. How much fun just playing golf every day, is it?
Oh, Stewie, I wish I gave up the tour. I just was not good enough in the end. The guys are hitting it 80 metres past me, having less putts than at the end of the day, cashing in more money. So, hey, I'd like to think the listeners that you guys do have, I tipped before the season Justin Thomas to have a good season in 2017. He started pretty good. I've had a few of the listeners email me, and thanks for the tip. So, appreciate the contact.
Mate, Rory's got a bit of trouble with the back, and the Abu Dhabi tournament's on, and there's plenty of Aussies in the field, but no Rory. I mean, Rory was injured. He's not due to play, I don't think.
No, I think he's going to take about 3 weeks off. He's done a rib. Yeah, he's done a rib. It's not too bad. He'll take some time off. Obviously, he wants to concentrate on the Masters. You can imagine the American commentators are already giving it to him because he was lifting heavy weights and training the way he was. And they said, well, he's going to do an injury sooner or later. It was actually a swing. You know, he just didn't time it right and he fell the wrong way. And it's just a little bit of a bruising of the rib. So he'll be back getting ready for the Masters. Right. But Abu Dhabi, I think the interesting one here, we've got all the big names, Stenson, you name it, Ricky Fowler, they're all playing. But our own Sam Brazel, you remember last year, I think you guys spoke to him. This is his first real European tour event. You know, he's really mixing it with the big boys. He's in that winner's category. You know, all the years that he's practiced hard, you know, we wish him the best this week. You know, this is the start of his career. It might be later in life. But it's started. So, fingers crossed for him. The other interesting one in the field for us, all the Aussies that are there, is Curtis Luck, the amateur that's just waiting to turn pro, but is waiting until after the US Masters because he gets a start in that. And, you know, who wouldn't want to play the US Masters?
Who wins the Abu Dhabi Championship? Dustin Johnson, $7. Henrik Stenson, $7.50. Ricky Fowler's there at $13. Who have you found?
Yeah, I like Thomas Peters. I know I'm going away from the big guns.
$21, Gary.
Yeah, he's just a nice player. He's just every year he's got better and better and better. He's only a young fellow too. Smashes it a million miles, which you need to do at Abu Dhabi. I think he'll be near the end. He played a great Ryder Cup there before Christmas, so expect him to play well. But Dustin Johnson, you can't leave him out of the mix. He just rolls on now, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's sort of gone to that Mr. Consistency. Every time there's a tournament and he's in it, his name's floating around near the top, isn't it now?
Oh, it is, and it's. I think he's come of age. I think he's become a dad, and he's grown up. He had a few issues there back a number of years. He's making a bunch of money, and I don't think he concentrated that much on golf, and now he has. So
maybe he got good luck to him. Did he get the great one in his ear? Isn't he married to Gretzky's daughter?
Yes,
he certainly is, Paulina Gretzky. He might have got the great one in his ear.
Pretty good mentor, the great one.
not too bad. I've watched Gretzky play golf. He's not that great. He talks it up at plenty. But
and how did you go at ice hockey, Smarty?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it was great. It was really good.
You don't get the name the great one if you're not good at something.
Nah, particularly if you give it to yourself. Now, mate, the Singapore Open. Adam Scott's $4. I can't back him. Sergio Garcia, $6.50. Who do you like?
Oh, well, I do like Scott. He's won this tournament twice.
Actually, it's a thin field.
It's a thin field.
Very thin.
Got a bunch of Aussies up there. He sort of goes up. That starts his season. He's had a good off-season down in Australia. He's probably been doing some surfing on the Gold Coast, spending some time with the family. Adam Scott, as we've noticed in the last 4 or 5 years, with his limited schedule, he's played better. So he's fresh up from a run. So, $4 is not enough for me either, but he's the class player in the field. Obviously, Sergio is, but Sergio, you know, he mightn't hit balls for the last 3 months either. So, Scotty would have hit a few golf balls on the Gold Coast with his mate, at least picked up the clubs a little bit, and getting ready for a massive 2017, because it's a President's Cup year. So, all these guys will be playing for President's Cup spots.
Now, the PGA, your PGA Tour picks.
Well, this week, I know Jason Duffner, he hasn't won since last year, but he shot 65 last week in the first round. It depends what side of the bet he gets out of, but when you've won a tournament before, you feel pretty good when you turn up to that event. So I'm hoping that Duffner might get a smile on his face and go to the first tee with a good attitude. And my long shot is Luke List, who played well here last year, played well at Sony last week. But the Aussie to take, I think, is going to have a massive year is Cam Smith. Last year he had an illness, a stomach bug that he'd lost 8 kilos, which he couldn't afford to lose. And but he's fit and healthy and ready to go. Okay.
Well, Jason Duffner is actually $34, and Luke List is $41. All right,
well, there you go.
You've been hanging out with Rod Gallegos.
Mine aren't as bad as Rod's.
Oh, Gowie, good to chat, mate.
Thanks, fellas. Have a good day.